Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to DEE Development Engineers Limited Q1 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Equirus Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vaibhav Shah from Equirus Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you very much for joining into the first quarter financial year 26 earnings call of DEE Development Engineers Limited. From the management team, we have with us Mr. Krishan Dilip Bansal, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Pankaj Agarwal, Chief Operating Officer, Mr. Samir Agarwal, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Sanjeev Sancheti, Full-Time Advisors to the DEE Development Engineers. Without taking much time, I will now hand over the call to Mr. Sanjeev Sancheti. Thereafter, Krishan sir will share his opening comments. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Vaibhav. Good afternoon, everyone. It is a pleasure to welcome you all on the Q1 FY26 earnings calls today. We're delighted to have the senior management team of DEE Development, which has already been introduced by Vaibhav. Before we begin, it is extremely imperative that I draw your attention to the safe harbor statement included in our earnings update presentation. This is also available both in the BSE and NSE website. With this, I now invite Mr. Krishan Dilip Bansal to share his opening remarks. Mr. Bansal, over to you.
Thank you so much, Sanjeev. Good afternoon, everyone, and a warm welcome to all. We appreciate your presence today on the Q1 FY26 investor call of DEE Development Engineers Limited. I shall begin by sharing key business and operational highlights from the quarter, followed by our CFO, Mr. Samir Agarwal, who will walk you through the financial metrics. Before diving into the specifics of our performance, I would like to express our heartfelt gratitude to all our shareholders, analysts, and stakeholders for your continued trust and engagement. We are pleased to report a strong start to FY26, reflecting our continued focus on execution, operational efficiency, and strategic growth. In Q1, operating income stood at 2,238 million, up 21% year-on-year. Operating EBITDA grew 44.7% to 359 million, with margins expanding by 263 basis points to 16%. Profit after tax increased sharply by 314.3% to 132 million, taking the PAT margin to 5.8%. Our order book remains robust at 12,267 million as of July 31, 2025, providing healthy visibility for the coming quarters. On the operational front, the expansion at our Anjar facility is progressing ahead of schedule. With the addition of 15,000 metric tons per annum capacity set to be commissioned by end August 2025, 2 months earlier than planned, this will increase the facility's total capacity, excluding heavy fabrication, to 30,000 metric tons per annum. Our high-wall seamless pipe plant is also on track to commence commercial production by January 2026, making a significant step in our backward integration strategy to improve supply chain efficiency and cost competitiveness. We are also seeing strong traction in the power sector, with active participation in multiple tenders, and have secured L1 position in one of the most important bids for the most critical scope of work. We are also in the process of submitting many bids to leading thermal power players. Coupled with robust demand from the oil and gas segment, this positions us well for sustained growth. During the quarter, we also made a strategic entry into the green hydrogen sector through a partnership with International Clean Tech Partners, a global leader in sustainable energy technology. Under this MOU, we will we will jointly develop, bid for, and execute modular hydrogen production system projects in India and Thailand. This collaboration combines their proven hydrogen technologies, including electrolyzers, separators, and purification systems, with our manufacturing and execution expertise, including ultra-pure hydrogen purification systems of up to 99.9999% purity. Our recent majority acquisition of Messrs. Molesieff Designs Limited further enhances our technical capability and capacity in this emerging sector. We anticipate operational performance to strengthen further in the coming quarter as our new capacity at Anjar has started yielding dividend, as was envisaged, and helping resolve financial inefficiencies related to inventory and profit margins. Furthermore, our strategic entry into the green hydrogen sector presents a significant opportunity to diversify our growth drivers and deliver greater profitability. Looking ahead, we remain committed to delivering operational excellence, expanding capacities, and diversifying into high-growth, sustainable energy solutions. We thank our employees, customers, partners, and shareholders for their continued trust and support as we work together to create long-term value. Thank you all. Now I would hand over the call to our CFO, Mr. Sameer Agarwal, to talk about financial matrices. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bansal ji. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. And thank you for joining our Q1 FY26 earnings call. Before we open the floor for question and answer session, I would like to provide a brief overview of our financial performance for the quarter. I trust everyone has had the chance to review our earnings presentation and press release. While Bansal ji has already covered the business outlook, I will now focus on financial performance of the past quarter in greater detail. Our revenue from operations grew by 21% year-on-year, reaching 2,238 million in Q1 financial year 26, compared to 1,850 million in Q1 FY25. Revenue from piping division saw a 30.4% year-over-year growth, contributing 86.9% to our total revenue. Operating EBITDA in Q1 FY26 saw a strong year-on-year increase of 44.7%, reaching to ₹359 million, with an operating EBITDA margin expansion of 263 basis points to 16%. Profit after tax for the quarter stood at ₹132 million against ₹32 million in Q1 FY25, with PAT margin expanding by 410 basis points year-on-year to 5.8%. The cash conversion cycle increased from 210 days in March 2025 to 247 days in June 2025. This is primarily driven by rise in inventory days from 217 to 243 days. The higher inventory level reflects procurement of raw material in anticipation of execution of the expanded order book in the coming quarters. As discussed in our previous call, we had initiated legal action against the downward revision of tariff for our two biomass projects. The matter remains in status quo since the last quarter. Hearings for both the power plants under the review petition have been completed, and the Honorable Commission has reserved this order, which is expected to be pronounced within a month. We deeply value your ongoing support and engagement as we advance our strategic initiatives. We are committed to achieving our goals and delivering strong returns, and we look forward to sharing our progress as we work towards creating long-term value for all our stakeholders. Thank you all. Now I would like to open the floor for question and answer session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Vaibhav Mishra from Finvestors. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good morning. Congratulations for the good set of numbers. Sir, I have a couple of questions. First is regarding the order book. In the first 4 months, I think we have had around 320 crores of order inflow. And so my question is, what order flow can we expect in the remaining 8 months, and what will be the number for whole FY26 in terms of order inflow?
Pankaj, if you can respond.
Yeah, thanks, Vaibhavji. We are expecting very good numbers of orders to book by March 26. We are expecting almost around 1,200 crores orders.
Additional orders on top of the 320 crores.
Okay,
thank you, sir. And so second question is regarding the our U.S. exposure. In the current order book, I would like to know what percentage belongs to the U.S. And since in current circumstances, I think our cost advantage to the other countries is largely gone now. So how is it going to affect us, and will it have any impact on our guidance of 1,300 crores of revenue or 19-20% of margins? And also, sir, do we have any impact of this on our multi-year business deal I think we have had with ExxonMobil? So your thoughts on this?
Samir, if you can just first give them the order value which is getting impacted, and then I will take over.
So, as far as the total orders to be shipped out of our current order book of 1,226 crores, 23 crores orders are in hand in India, which are to be shipped to USA. So, that is only 2% of our total order book. And as far as supply from our Thailand facility is concerned, the order value of 32 crores are to be shipped to USA. As far as the tariff levy on Thailand exports are concerned, that is 19%. So that is as on date. This is the update. Going forward, we are expecting good numbers of orders from across the globe. So Pankaji would like to Pankaji, can you answer that?
Yeah, coming saying forward of your question of the Exxon model, we are in discussion with them, but their projects are not exactly in USA, but they are having many projects globally. So we are expecting those orders first now. But it's very difficult to say anything from this Exxon what order they are going to place on us. The number which we have told you now, around 1,200 crores, we are not considering any order of Exxon in this number, in these numbers.
All right, sir. So we have currently minimal exposure, not much. And it's not going to impact our projections for FY26 in any way, like 1,300 crores and the margins and all, correct?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Okay, thank you. One, sir, last question. This is regarding the biomass power plant. I think you have already mentioned that in 1 month or so, we are anticipating the resolution for this. So, how confident are we that it is going to be in our favor? And if it persists for longer duration, I think this has impacted our margins close to 2%, because I think we have had small loss in that segment, the biomass power plant segment. Otherwise, our margins, operating margins, would have been 18% plus. So, are we confident that in a month or two it will get resolved?
Sumit, please.
Yeah. So, as far as tariff of biomass is concerned, since this is an environmental issue than that of the rate issue, and since central government, Supreme Court of India, National Green Tribunal, every other entity and other enterprises, they are more focusing upon the environmental protection. Therefore, we are having high hopes to reinstate our price in terms of per unit of electricity. and we are expecting to get this revision done somewhere in the month of August end or maybe first week of September. This is the position, and at the same time, we cannot say that we will get 100% in our favor. We are keeping high hopes from this order. In case it doesn't happen, we have already declared in our press release what shall be the impact, financial impact, if the same rates prevail.
All right. So the margins, I was concerned about the margins, because the margins that we have guided is 19%-20% operating margins. So will this, if this persists, so will there be a downward revision in the guidance of the margins, or will they be the similar kind of 19% kind of margins?
If these rates do prevail, then definitely the EBITDA margin shall go downwards, and our guidance, which we had given for 19%-20%, shall come down to 16%-18% anywhere.
All right, sir. All right. That was very helpful. Thank you so much, sir, and all the best for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Tanay from Kotak. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. So my question is regarding the power segment orders. Initially, we were expecting some large orders from the power segment because we were L1. So by when should those orders come in? Maybe it is Q2 or Q3. And once we get those orders, how long does it take for us to ramp up and execute? So what would be the execution timeline of those orders?
Sir, we are expecting these orders to come in next 2 to 3 weeks maximum, and the execution time prevail from 6 months to 9 months or 12 months, considering the unit requirement, because it's a multiple units.
So large part of the contracts we can execute in this year.
Some part will get executed in this year, but the remaining portion will get shifted to the next year. However, you know, as we told you, we already have a reasonably high order book, and you know, all our projections are based upon that, whether it is EBITDA margins or PAT margins or top line margins. So you know, we are not much concerned on that, but we are trying that if something can be built in this year, that will be helpful.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Kamlesh Bagma from Lotus Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah. So, what order levels we see, like the closing order book in this year, because we are expecting huge orders from the power sector, even oil and gas, we are seeing a lot of activity. So, you know, what order book we are looking at? As our new capacities all are coming on stream at Punjab.
So, as I said that during the first question, we are expecting a very good order book by March. We already have an order book of more than 1200 crores. So same we are expecting to book by March 26.
Okay, so roughly around 2000 to 2500 crores?
No, opening should be around 1500 plus. Opening should be 1500 plus.
Okay.
Subject, I hope I'm right.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. And lastly, sir, like on the growth guidance, like so this year we were expecting around 1300 odd crores. So where do we stand on the revenue execution? Because there are some delays in the finalization of some power orders. So now where do we see our this year's revenue?
Sir, we are constrained only from the revenue which may get hit due to this PSERC intervention only. Otherwise, we are well on track. You know, that may have some impact, and
exact value for that, we shall be able to know it only after we get the orders. But you know, it can be maximum 50 to 100 CR, not more than that. Maximum 50 CR.
Okay.
Yeah.
And lastly,
but exact guidance, we shall be able to provide you in Q3.
Okay. Okay. And lastly, sir, if we see your revenue growth in piping is roughly upwards of 25% odd. And but if you see your capacity utilization over last year, so the volumes would have been barely flattish year over year, while we have seen strong revenue growth in value terms. So what has driven this one?
Sir, you know, again, we have been telling it time and again that, you know, our capacity just cannot be measured just in metric tons only. You know, the drivers are, you know, how much value add we are doing it. As we have been telling right from previous year itself, the value addition or, you know, the metallurgy of the orders for this particular year is very helpful in doing all these things. And, you know, that's the main thing. Plus, you know, ultimately, you know, what we are saying is that our capacity is mainly to be measured in terms of the inch of work which we do, which we are doing as per our full capacity only, almost full capacity, I will say, at Kartarpur. And whatever capacity we have at Anjar, that is, of course, we are lagging, but we still are not worried on that. Reason is that we are able to meet the top line.
Great, sir. Thanks a lot. Thanks, sir. Thanks a lot, and that's all.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Nishant Shah from Manivi. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon. I have a couple of questions, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah.
So, firstly, sir, just a follow-up on a previous question. Regarding your orders, your L1 orders, one could understand your pipeline or any visibility, like how many orders are you expecting moving forward in the power sector?
Sir, we are expecting a good number, good volume from power sector, considering various clients. So, there is no doubt of that. We are not concerned about absolutely... and we'll remain excel in that power sector business for sure.
All right, sir. And sir, regarding your power division, you know, when are you expecting a turnaround in the downward revision of tariffs? Any turnaround expected anytime soon?
So, sir, as we have already told you that the hearing on review petition has already been completed, and the commission has reserved for the orders to be pronounced maybe by month end or maybe first week or second week of the next month.
Okay, sir. And sir, also regarding your current order book, you know, maximum of your order book comes from exports. So can you give a geographical breakdown of your customers and, you know, your overall order book?
Pankaj?
Sir, we let me just open that file.
You can just give tentative figures if available.
No, I don't have that numbers readily available with me. But we are supplying to it. So yes, like to Belgium, Canada, Czech, all those countries we are supplying it. London, Japan, Italy. Yeah.
Okay, sir. And sir, my last question to you is just one last question. Your partnership with CleanTech, when are you expecting the sizable revenue to pour in?
Sir, on this, I would like to state that we have recently entered with the joint ventures, and we are doing the marketing and getting the... bids to be filled in, and we are hoping any business coming in this domain maybe 6 months to 9 months time. But at the same time, we are bidding at a very, very good pace in terms of our hydrogen purification systems, which is our proprietary through our subsidiary Maldives Designs Limited.
But sir, do you have any tentative revenue number to give as to how much you are expecting out of this, any top line number that you have?
It is very initial phase, and we cannot commit any number at least for next 3 months. We would be having some visibility 3 months down the line from now, where what we are doing, and probably in the next earning call or next to next earning call, we would be in a position to give you the detailed projections on hydrogen business.
All right, sir. Thank you so much for answering these questions. Thanks a lot. All the best.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Ankit Kumar from Alpha Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for taking my question. Sir, my first question is can you talk about a bid pipeline in terms of, as in you are saying, we expect very good orders in terms of 1200 crore type is to win in this current year. So can you talk about bid pipeline and how are we looking on that front?
This is the expectation what we are expecting till March. It's a firm one, I can tell you that, because we are in the final negotiation with many customers. And for next pipeline, you can say for next financial year, we have a strong pipeline for that. And because since a lot of projects are coming in the oil and gas and power both with various customers now opening up, so we are expecting very good numbers of orders. The pipeline is really, really very, very good, I would say.
It's a very healthy order book pipeline. Yeah. Very healthy pipeline.
Very healthy.
But you're not saying any numbers, or no magnitude?
No, we have already told them that we are likely to book around 1200 out of that. The total pipeline may be thousands of crores, but we are saying that we are likely to encash almost around 1200 crores worth of orders in this financial year only, apart from what we have already got.
Got it, sir. And sir, in terms of our peak capacity utilization, given Anjar is also coming in, so what will be our utilization, total revenue potential after that?
So sir, on a maximum utilization of our capacity, our Anjar unit can produce a revenue of 800 to 1000 crores, whereas our Palwal facility can produce a revenue of 1300 to 1500 crore rupees. So overall, I can say with our total capacities till date, we can produce overall revenue somewhere from 2500 crores to 3000 crore rupees.
Sure, sir. Last question would be, as in margin side, sir, you are saying 18 to 20%, but given last year was also low and Q1 was low, so I assume we are expecting operating leverage to play out on this front. So can you say, as in, how much is our RM cost and how much is our total fixed cost in the business annually?
First of all, you would appreciate that 16% of our operating EBITDA margin is the reflection of our operational efficiency due to the introduction of new capacity at Anjar. And we had already told you in last year, we were struggling in terms of spending so much of an amount on our material handling costs. So that has become reduced drastically by introduction of Anjar facility and the decrease of load in our Palwal facility. As far as this quarter number, 16% EBITDA margin you are seeing, this is not reflecting the positive EBITDA on account of price reduction in our power business. Had that EBITDA be there, I think we would have touched around 18% plus EBITDA, operating EBITDA I'm seeing. At present, I can say that we are absolutely on track in terms of our overall revenue figures, top line and bottom line both.
Sure, sir. Last question, wanted to ask on this Anjar side, given it is coming in, so can we talk about some, what should be our annual depreciation and interest cost?
So at present, the annual quarter depreciation is around 11.5 crores. So it be, the overall capitalization post this facility to be 100% functional. The overall depreciation per annum would be around 60 to 65 crores. That's it.
Sure, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Mahesh Bendare from LIC Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity. So I just want to understand your view on tariffs. I mean, we export also to USA. So what impact that will have on our business with the USA?
Sir, overall, we have already told as far as our current order book is concerned that hardly have got the orders to be shipped to USA. Going forward, since oil and gas sector and or power sector, we can expect good amount of business from USA. Since we our presence is at best cost countries, and the overall process piping solution content in an overall project cost is very little. That is to an extent of 3 to 4% or 5%. So the overall impact on the basis of procurement from India shall not impact any project at large at USA. Therefore, I hardly see any impact due to the enhanced tariff by US government.
Sir, one more thing I would like to add that, you know, the HSN codes in which our material goes generally doesn't come into the this, you know, new tariff business, because few days back I was hearing a talk that almost even now more than 90% of the items which are going to USA are not subject to these tariffs. Only around 10% or such odd items are there which are going to be subject to this particular enhanced tariff. So, you know, we still are quite confident that you know, it is really not going to impact us, you know, which can disturb our balance sheet.
Okay, so you meant to say that tariff is not applicable to our products that probably will go to the...
See, what I'm saying is exactly I have asked for this, you know, HSN code notification where this additional tariff will be applicable. What I was saying to you is that even now, as per, I think, day before yesterday's talk, 90% of the items which are getting exported to USA are still out of that ambit of additional 25% or additional 50% tariffs.
Right. And sir, do you see any, given such a situation, do you see the business we were expecting from USA, there is some kind of hold-up because everyone is confused about the situation?
Sir, most of the business from USA comes for the other countries. We get comparatively much lesser business for USA. But let us say if it is there, it's likely to get impacted. But again, I'm saying, since there is quite a healthy order book and we are not just dependent upon export, we just want to do only 50% of our earnings as export earnings. So, you know, again, I will say that, you know, we do not foresee any such reason that we should be worried.
Because this 50%, I mean, this is too high. I mean, no business will...
So 50%, again, I'm saying, you know, we will be able to clarify you maybe in coming days that whether our product is there or not. I'm just giving you an example. Please do not take it in any other sense. You know, earlier also, you know, there were many discussion on tariffs on piping items, you know, raw material for the piping which was coming from China or India, it was subjected to some additional amount of tariffs in USA. But, you know, since we are not exporting that as pipe or as fitting, or we are being lot of value addition and its HSN code changes. So, you know, even at that time, there was no tariff implication on the product which we are manufacturing. And we tried it physically by exporting something from our unit to USA on that HSN code.
Sure, sir. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Ankit Soni from Mirai Asset Sher Khan. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. Sir, we've seen our margins almost at an 18% range right now. And considering the MS impact, still we have some sort of logistics benefit which you have alluded for. What could be the next peak margins? We have guided for around 19 to 20% this year, but what could be the peak margins which would be driving around in 2027 or 28? Any sort of view out there?
Sir,
can I come here?
Yeah.
I think, you know, because of this multiple, new orders coming in and there are certain other areas, we are working on a firm guidance for a medium term. So I think in the next call, we will come up with a clear guidance. Correct, Sanjay?
Yes. With you, 100%.
Okay, maybe we'll be waiting for that. And second thing is on the hydrogen business, do we need to look out for some sort of capex out there, and what's your broader strategy out there? What would be your target addressable market out there? What margins it would carry basically? And so that sort of more on strategy front, what will be on your hydrogen?
So, sir, on this front, I would like to state that there are multiple type of options are there in the market in terms of setting up of new hydrogen plants. For example, there are companies who are wishing to set up a hydrogen plant on built, own and operate basis. At the same time, there are the pure supply basis, they would also like to have the hydrogen plant. So in the initial phase, what we are trying to do, we are trying to set up a very small hydrogen plant in our own setup, just to demonstrate how efficiently we are producing the pure hydrogen. So that cost that can cost somewhere to an extent of 10 crores or 15 crores. That is what we are contemplating as a capital cost towards hydrogen business. But beyond that, we don't foresee any such kind of capital expenditure. And in case there is a project which requires build, own and operate, then probably we would like our venture partner to make the capital expenditure on its own part. And at the same time, by exhibiting our own hydrogen plant, the customer shall have enough faith in us, in our product as well as the technology.
Okay, understood, sir. And what would be the capex for financial year 26, and what was incurred in quarter one financial year 26?
So around 25 to 30 crores of capex we have already done in Q1, and going forward within this financial year, our expected capital cost would be around 100 crores to reach out to the planned capacities of process piping solution as well as our high wall thickness seamless piping
solution.
Yeah.
Okay, and sir, one last question. Your guidance would remain the same, right? So 1300 crores of revenue and then 19 to 20% of EBITDA margins.
Yes, subject to the financial impact of
power generation business, which we have already disclosed during this call as well as through our press release.
Sure. Thank you, sir. That was my questions. All the best.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Shivani Parikh, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for the opportunity. Firstly, I would like to thank and congratulate the management for upholding integrity and ethics and buying the stock when sentiment was at its lowest. Now my question is, does the company maintain its long-term guidance of threefold increase in revenue in next 3 to 5 years?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay, thank you so much, sir. That was my only question.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Prabal Jain from SM Holdings. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Just to make sure that I heard that right regarding the power generation business, sir, did you mention that the order is most likely in our favor and has been kept aside but has not been announced? Is it like that, or has the decision not been made at the decision at the judiciary or whatever tribunal level, and it is still adjudicated? Like,
so I told you, sir, that the hearing or the arguments on the review petition has been completed, and the commission, who is the judicial authority to decide the issue, has reserved its order, which shall be pronounced in a month's time.
Okay. So argumentation part is complete, and now we are closer to the
result. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Yash from Mavira AMC. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Yes. Congratulations on the good set of numbers, sir. And thank you for the timely updates to the investors. So my question is with respect to the hydrogen segment that we are entering. So without, you know, maybe putting numbers, just wanted to understand our thought process of the company behind venturing into this segment. So do we see this segment as a substantial revenue generating segment over the next say 2 to 3 years, and what would be the margin profile of this segment, how different it would be from the existing margin profile?
Since we belong to process piping solution domain, and our business very much have a synergy to work for hydrogen sector as well. As far as our strategy to have the joint venture, it is in relation with the technology of the electrolyzer. So our venture partner in this international tech company, that will provide the electrolyzer and the separator, and we have got our proprietary for ultra pure hydrogen purification system, which can produce hydrogen to an extent of 99.9999%. So that creates a good syndication, and that is why we have entered into this field. As far as the business prospects in this domain is concerned, not only India, worldwide, everywhere they are promoting hydrogen as a future fuel. So having our step into this domain, I foresee a good amount of turnaround in revenue going forward in next to 2 to 3 years time.
Understood, sir. And sir, with respect to competition, so anything you would like to say on the competition part in the hydrogen segment?
So on the competition front, I would state that there are two types of competition in this segment. One is the higher capacity hydrogen plant in which L&T or Thermax or bigger players are there. We are not targeting to enter into that domain. We are restricting ourselves right now for any hydrogen plant ranging between 700 NM cube to 1500 NM cube. And in that segment, the competition is very, very less, and the possibility of conversion, converting the firm order is very high. So this is the strategy right now, but going forward, we do not know where we will reach out. So at present, we stand here.
Understood, sir. And sir, just the last bit. So what I understood is for the hydrogen business, whatever existing spooling and assemblies that we make, those are the similar products that will be used in the hydrogen EPC projects. Is the understanding correct, sir?
The capabilities which we have will be quite helpful in producing that.
Understood. Great, sir. All the best for the future. Thank you,
sir.
Thank you. The last question for the day comes from the line of Kamlesh Bagma from Lotus Asset Managers. Please go ahead. Yes, Kamlesh sir, you can proceed with your question.
Yeah. So it's a very good situation that both of your sectors are booming with the order inflow. So one question on the part of oil and gas. So we are seeing a lot of orders coming in, like say BORL, like say Bina Refinery, and various orders from the Reliance as well. So how are we seeing our order pipeline in oil and gas?
So considering we are expecting to book around 1200 crores orders by March. So in that, around 45% order will come from oil and gas.
Okay. And lastly, sir, since our revenue would be almost upwards of 1400 crore, and in FY27 we are seeing further phenomenal growth. So, how are we going to fund this increased or elevated working capital requirement? Would we be looking to the equity market, or we would be able to sustain that funding through borrowing?
So, sir, as far as the current cash conversion cycle is concerned, we are presently looking to have the needs fulfilled from our borrowings only. But going forward, depending upon the order inflow and depending upon the revenue prospects, we may see some other options as well by having our board meeting and going forward with the support of the consultants and other people.
Great. Thanks and best of luck, sir. And again, want to congratulate sir. Your disclosures are one of the best in the industry, sir.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to management for closing comments. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone, for being there, listening to us. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, everybody. Sanjeev signing off from UTIS.
Thank you all, our investors, with your support, we can grow to any extent. And thank you for having the trust in us.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Equirus Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.